Good evening. We're here at the Fenway. Today is the 3rd or the 4th now of May 1974, and we're talking to Captain Beefheart and his glorious manager. Glorious manager. Excuse me?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Basically, this interview is, I have loads of questions because a lot of people are very interested in you and your.
So why don't you just talk right?
All right, fine. Okay.
Do it the real way.
Okay. A lot of things that people want to know about you and your background, but first, talking about the present, why don't you tell me about the band that you did such a really good job with tonight? New band.
Ty on drums, T-Y.
Yeah.
We used to play with Ricky Nelson, Stone Cannon band, right?
Right.
And the bass player, Paul Yurok, played with Billy Joe.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Bobby Gentry. Yeah. The guitar player, Dean Smith, hasn't played with anybody that I know of.
Yeah.
The bottleneck player. Fuzzy Frescaldo played with Curtis Mayfield. And thank you. And you read my mind. You did read my mind.
I do things like
and,
that.
And
good like Santa Claus.
God, what's that? I feel like Santa Claus.
Turn it off. We don't want to get all that background.
Okay.
You called the Mercury promotion man.
Yeah.
In Boston. Or even if you have to call him Collect, and you tell Marty DiMartino requested that he send you a few albums. Okay?
Right.
And then if he doesn't, I'll give you my card and you can call
you
me.
You already gave me your card.
All right. Then you can let me know. Or let my brother know.
Yeah.
And we'll take care of it. All right?
Fantastic.
All right, go ahead. Continue with the...
And on clavichord, clavinet, and keyboard, organ and piano, is Bucky Smotherman.
Yeah.
He was with a group called Buckwheat for a while. And then there's Del Simmons, who plays the clarinet.
Yeah.
And saxophone and oboe and flute, who I think is the best I've heard.
He's definitely truly incredible. He really
best
is.
I've
yeah.
heard. Best I've heard.
Yeah.
Fantastic energy.
I've never seen anything like him.
I billed him as the man who sucked a cosmic particle up the bell of his horn and illuminated his mind.
And then some.
Yeah. And then some.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, this is a new group, isn't it?
A month old.
What happened to the Magic Band? It was known.
They just quit playing. Just stopped.
And none of the members carried on with you?
No, none of them. No. Mm-hmm. And it's just as well because I wanted to make a change anyway. I wanted to do something new. I wanted some people that would relate to the people more.
Yeah.
Players. And I'm building an animal preserve in Northern California, and I need a lot of money. And I think this group will get it, because
yeah.
they relate to the audience, you know, and they like the audience,
yeah.
and they like people. And the other group was, I think, in a lot of ways, very selfish, because
yeah.
they didn't like the tour. And if you don't like the tour, what are you doing in the music business?
Yeah. Well, this group is definitely excellent, and it looks as if you're turning to becoming, a more commercial success than you already are today?
I think so, yeah.
Because I know previously you have done avant-garde jazz and,
oh, yeah.
and things like that, and then and all
I
you
sure
know,
did.
Yeah, and
I went to the other end of it all.
Yeah, and now you've decided to take off into hopefully stardom, superstardom. Is that what
sure.
is that what you're looking for?
Why not?
Definitely.
I think they need somebody up there intelligent.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're the man.
Yeah, I'm not hurting for gray matter. And I love the animals. And I have definitely a social conscience.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. Mm-hmm. I don't advocate hard narcotics or anything like
yeah.
that. And I think that's good, because I definitely don't think that poison has anything to do with music.
I'd like to interject, Don. When they, you're not the first one, Doug, who's mentioned it, like going commercial, everything he's done or anything anybody does is commercial. Again, if we discuss engineering or if we discuss you as a DJ, maybe in school, it's not, but yet it is to a commercial ability. And I don't feel like people say Don's selling out or he's gone commercial for the bucks, but you know, when a reporter does a job, he comes over and plasters him with questions and backs him up against the wall. You've sold out to your following. Well, he's only had a few following him, whether it be 20,000 or 30,000. I feel he should have a million following him. You know, he's got his message. He's got a hell of a commercial voice. Excuse the word, but he's very talented, and it just doesn't. It hasn't come across in the past. To put it very mildly, he's now into new fields, you know, and I don't like that negative. I'm not saying you, but I'd like to really get this out, and I think we should do this every time. I don't like the negative attitudes of the people that you've sold out, you've gone commercial. He's got probably the finest band and will have, you know, in the United States, and I mean that without any conceit or anything. They're probably the straightest, best, and serious musicians around. And with his ability, like you said, I hope they'll be number one. And I hope we make a lot of money, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Then he can take care of animals, he can take care of people, he can do his own thing.
Canvas.
He can paint. Right. I'm sorry, go ahead, continue.
Yeah. Well, so in other words, basically, you're looking for the highest mountain right now.
I want to hug the world.
Right. Exactly.
That's great. Why don't you tell me, you mentioned the new band. Well, let's go back to the beginning of your musical career, musical training, and maybe we can just get a general idea of how you progressed in the music scene up to date.
I started off, was it 8 years ago, and thank you very much, and Diddy Wad Diddy. That was a hit.
Yeah.
Diddy Wad Diddy, and that was for A&M Records. Then I did Safe as Milk,
yeah,
which had Ry Cooder on it and a fellow named a guitar player. But,
it doesn't even matter. I wouldn't even just say it again.
Well, whatever his name
publicized
is.
Publicize
them. Why? All they needed.
Nobody really cares what for you. The record labels let you down every time, and you had good product.
Sure.
What about prior? What I'm talking about is like going back to the very early days of your musical career, up to the time where you know, people, record companies, managers, people felt that you had the ability to be able to be something in the musical field. You know, commercial, excuse the expression.
Well, they all felt that I had that if I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And now I want to do it. I've wanted to do it for quite a while. I did do a lot of art statements where I taught everybody each note and taught people from scratch that it hadn't played before, really.
Yeah.
And did a thing called Trout Mask Replica first. Well, the first album was Save Us Milk, then a thing called Mirror Man, then Trout Mask Replica, and all of the other ones, like Mighty Cows Out,
yeah.
You probably know what
yeah.
they are. And I don't know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing now more than anything I've ever done, although I enjoyed doing those art statements.
Yeah.
But not enough people understood it and put it off as some kind of a drug thing, and that's not true, because I don't use, you know, psychedelics or guard breath.
Yeah.